Chapter 19. Let's check it out. Kawamura, a graduate student in Showa Women's University, documented communications exchanged by a group of 30 who were organizing a party at a bar. As the date grew nearer, the frequency of messages increased. But only 4 people showed up on time at the agreed place, Kawamura said. However, dozens of others stayed in touch through voice and text messages while they trickled in. Kids have become loose about time and place. If you have a phone, you can be late, added Kawamura. Kamide, another graduate student, agreed that it is no longer taboo to show up late. Today's taboo, Kamide presumed, is to forget your mobile phone or let your battery die. Later, it was discovered that this softening of time was noted for the same age group in Norway. The opportunity to make decisions on the spot has made young people reluctant to divide their lives into time slots, as older generations are used to doing, agreed another Norwegian researcher. Has the definition of presence become disconnected from physical places and reassigned to a social network that extends beyond any single location? According to the anthropologist Mizuko Ito, as long as people participated in the shared communications of the group, they seemed to be considered by others to be present. In Norway, Rich Ling and Birgit Itri observed that mobile telephone users in the same age group were still available to their social network even when participating in another social event.